Today we are going to discuss the letter Ayin. Okay, we are continuing our discussion of the letters. Ayin means eye. It means the eye. Okay, let me jump through. Ayin also, of course, means 70. let me jump through many things in Chazal which have the number 70. I think from all of the letters that we've discussed so far, there are a handful of things that letter Nun. How many things in Chazal are affiliated with the number 50, the number 40, the number 30, the number 10? But when it comes to the number 70, there is a plethora of items which have the number 70. For example, these are midrashim. In fact, there's a Baal HaTurim. I might as well look it up right now over here. I have the Baal HaTurim in front of me. In Bamidbar Perek Yud Aleph Tezayin. Bamidbar Perek Yud Aleph Pasik Tezayin. We are the Baal HaTurim. Let me see if I can find it. It's probably the condensed version of the Baal HaTurim. No, it's not. Tezayin, wow, okay, really has it. Okay, look at this. Woo, look at this. Okay, let me read you the pasuk. Let's start with this. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Esfoli Shivim Ish. Gather for me 70 men, Mizikne Yisrael, Asho Yodato, Kihem Zikne Om Vishoitrov, Velokachto, Samuel Moab, the Yisyatsu Sham, Imachne shall stand there together with you. 70 men. Baal HaTurim, Esvili Shivim Ish. I'm not going to go the whole Baal HaTurim. Why 70? So he says, Kinege the Shivim Nefesh Yardu Limitram, Kinege the 70 Nefashos, which descended, there were 70 nefashos. Klal Yisrael was made up of 70 nefashos, which went down to Mitzrayim in the time of Yosef. Uchneged, the 70 umos, the 70 nations of the world. Uchneged, the shivim shemos. Now here's where we go off the track. Hashem has 70 names. Sheyesh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is shocking. The Elohein. And here they are. And the Baal HaTurim is pretty short. The Baal HaTurim is not a very large sefer. It's printed in the Chamisha Chumash Torah. But here he goes on and he enumerates all of the 70 names of Hashem. I'll just jump through some of them. Elohim, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, Echod, Adoin, Adir, Eke, Amitz, Emes, Erech HaPayim, Acharoin. And the word Acharon is one of Hashem's names, believe it or not. Acharon. Emuna, Eshkol HaKoifer, Baruch, Boirei, Godol, Geye, Goyel, Gibor, Dogol, Hayodeya, Voed, Zoicher, Chai, Chosid, Chanun, Choiker, Chosin, Chocham, Toif, Tuharinayim, Yosher, Yeshiv, Seiser. Okay, so he goes through over here. I'm not going to go through all the names, but it's incredible. He goes through 70 names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he's not finished. And after he goes through all 70 names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he then says, Vishivim Shemos LiYisrael. Klal Yisrael has 70 names. The Elohein. It's an incredible Baal HaTurim to be aware of. You should know. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes Zayin, where the Pasuk says, gather for me the 70 Zikne Yisrael. He lists the 70 names of Hashem, the 70 names of Yisrael. Eshes Nu'urim, Elei HaTzedek, Alufim, Achim, Ahuvim, Om, Eim, Ishim, Ephraim, Klal Yisrael is called Ben Yaker Li Ephraim, Adirim, Atzilim, Egois, Anot, Ayuma, Aguda, Bonim, Bnei Kelchai, Bukhar, Behirim, Biti, Bora, Beula, Goy, Godol, Gan, Ul, okay, so on and so forth. It's kedai to take a look at this Baal HaTurim when you get a chance to see the 70 different names of Hashem and the 70 names of Klal Yisrael and the 70 nefashos that we went down to and the 70 umos Olam. Now, in addition to those 70, let me tell you some more 70s. We have We have 70 days in the year which have biblical Kiddusha. What are the 7 days of the year? Approximately, there are 52 Shabbosos, and there are 80 days of Yom Tov. There are 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, that's 15, 1 day Minat Torah of a Shavuos, 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and 1 day Yom Kippur. That's 18, plus the 52 Shabbosos, 70 days of the year which have biblical sanctity. We met the Ayin Zakenim, the Sanhedrin at 70. Torah, we have a very famous Chazal that every pasuk in the Torah, every halacha in the Torah can be interpreted 70 ways. Ayin Panim LaTorah. There are 70 languages. Yosef knew all 70 languages, plus Lashon HaKodesh, Paradinana Lashon HaKodesh. There are, and this I did not know, that when Klal Yisrael passed over into the Yarden, they came into Eretz Yisrael, they set up 70 stones. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, when you come into the Yarden, Hashem told you come into the Yarden, you have to go set up Avonim, and on the Avonim you shall write Torah. So it says in the Medrash how many stones did they set up when they came over the Yarden? Exactly 70. Yerushalayim. Now we over this Balatim only mentions the fact that Hashem has 70 names and Klal Yisrael has 70 names, but there's another Medrash which enumerates that Yerushalayim also has 70 names. On Sukkot, how many parm do we offer? 70 parm connected to 70 nations. Okay, so these are just some examples of the number 70. 70 in the first show, so when we mentioned that, went down to Mitzrayim. Okay, there's a chazal that the eye has 70 layers of membranes, 70 membranes. I don't know if they ask the doctor if this is true, what they have to say about this, but it's a medrash, that the ayin, the eye, there are 70 layers of skin that appear on the eye. Okay, let's go to another example. Now, the ayin, besides, and we'll come to a little bit later, the large ayin, there's a large ayin, there are small ayins in the Torah, but there's something very unique about the letter ayin that's not true about other letters, that there's a hanging ayin. There's a pasuk in Iyov, le'echoiz b'chnofoi saretz, Hashem will grab the corners of the earth, v'yin'aru rishohim mimena, and Hashem will shake out the wicked. A very interesting pasuk. Hashem will grab the world and shake it, grab the four corners of the world and shake the world, and when Hashem shakes the world, the wicked people will fall out of the world. In that pasuk, very unique to the letters, the ayin is regular size, it's not big, it's not small, but it's suspended above the words. In the tradition, when you write a Sefer Iyov on klaf, which we don't really do today, but if you were to write a Sefer Iyov on klaf, the way it would be written, the ayin would be suspended. Mm-hmm. And why is it suspended? The Farshim say it's because Hashem wants to indicate that, read the letter Rishoim, the word Rishoim, the wicked, as if the ayin is absent. Because you're shaking something, the ayin gets shaked out. And when you take out the ayin from the word rishaim, they turned into rosh, the poor, the roshim, the poor. And this indicates that the wicked, people that are wicked in this world, will be poor in the next world. There's an association between being wicked and being poor. Dosam v'aviran. When Moshe said to them, "Lo masake esreyecha," years later, when Moshe was afraid to return, so Moshe said, "What am I going to do if I'm going to go back there? This dosam v'aviran, they're going to cause me harm." So Hashem says they already died, and Chazal said they did not die; they became very poor. And oni choshev kines. So we do see this association that wicked people are poor. And being poor is also affiliated with death. So he really alluded to here in this pasuk in Iyov, where Hashem will shake the world, and the ayin will fall out, and from the word rishoim, it turns into roshim. Wicked become poor. This is a very unique idea in pasuk in Iyov. Okay, there's a very famous Chassidus Shavart. Why do we have two eyes? First of all, it's very unique that we have two eyes. The fact we have two eyes grants us depth. The eye is something which allows us, something you don't have by other senses. There's a perception of depth. If a person only had one eye, he would be lacking in his ability to sense the depth of something. Two eyes grants a person a sense of depth. And that symbolically means that the eye doesn't just mean something that you see through the koyach of ri'iyah, a person has a certain deeper understanding of life, of people, of what he sees and things that he comes into contact with.
Also peripheral
vision, right? So the eye is something which is very unique. Chazal can say that the eye is kulu ruchni, and the proof is the eye is the only sense where you can absorb multiple things at the same time. You cannot hear two voices. If two people are speaking to you at the same time, generally speaking, it's impossible for you to comprehend them both. You only can concentrate on one coil at a time. Trei koilei, loy mishtoi. It's not possible to hear two sounds at the same time, two voices. But you can see many things at the same time. You can even see things that are close up, and you can see things that are far away. That ability to absorb multiple things at the same moment in time is a spiritual power. Because in this world, we live in a world of time, and time is linear. Everything has to go in order and sequence. You cannot absorb everything in one moment. In the Olam HaEmes, Hoya Hove V'Hiya, time is all merged into one moment, the past, the present, and the future. In this world that we live in, the only sense that comes close to that concept of Hoya Hove V'Hiya is sight. Because sight is something where we take multiple things, we can absorb the lesson of multiple things at the same moment in time. You can have two screens in front of you, and you can see, you can absorb what's taking place at the same time. You look at it as something, I can see many things, see many people, and you can see many books, and you can see many things happening at the same time. That ability to absorb multiple things at the same moment in time is a spiritual koyach, similar to the concept of the synthesis of Hoya Hove V'Hiya. That's why the eye is the most sensitive. What?
The human eye can only see in one direction. The frog,
different directions, right? But even a person that has peripheral vision, you can see different on the side. But even when you're seeing in front of you, you can see multiple things. There's a well-known Hasidic Shavart. Why does a person have two eyes? One eye is supposed to look at the lowliness of yourself, a shiftless atzmai. And with the second eye, you're supposed to look at the greatness of another person. Always look for the good in someone else, and look at the imperfection in yourself. Not chas v'shalom the other way around, to look how great you are and look how empty and insufficient and someone else is. That's why a person has two eyes. Look at the greatness of someone else and look at your own in and look at your own faults and chesronos. Okay, let's go to another idea. David HaMelech, he represents the ultimate perfection of man. David is mechaber. Tehillim, the noyim, the pleasant singer of Klal Yisrael. How long did he live? 70 years. He represented the life. He lived exactly 70 years. That a person, it says in the pasuk, until that a person lives a life 70. He lived 70 years. David. Where did David get his 70 years from? 71 years from Adam. Adam was meant to live 1,000 years. So Adam gave Adam. There's a chazal. Adam is Aleph, Dalet, Mem is Adam, Dalet is David, and Mem is Moshiach. And so whatever that means, that there's a koyach of Adam comes out in these three people of Adam Arishon, David HaMelech, and Melech HaMashiach. Adam, because of his chait, he needed to rectification, so he gave away the last 70 years to Adam Harisha, to David, he shall live 70 years. That's what we all know. But there's another medrash, that is a Zohar. It's a very interesting Zohar, and says that David's 70 years come from Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef. And what does this mean? Yitzchak lived the ultimate life, 180 years. We don't find anywhere in Chazal that Yitzchak was shortchanged, that he was supposed to live longer, and because of whatever reason, his life was diminished by a few years, because he shouldn't have to see something terrible, or he did something wrong, he said something which is not proper, and his life was cut short. He lived the full life, 180 years. Avraham lived to the, that was Yitzchak. Avraham lived to the age of 175 years. So Chazal measure up Avraham keneged Yitzchak. Why did Avraham live 5 years less than Yitzchak? If Yitzchak lived 180, the father Avraham should also have lived 180 years. So Chazal tells us, because he did not see Esav Yotzei L'Tarbo Sarah. And therefore, Avraham died 5 years before his time. Now, if he died 5 years before his time, what happened to those 5 years? It was a donation. It was given away as a donation to David HaMelech. But how? But David still needs another 65 years. So we go to Yaakov. Yaakov lived to the age of 147 years. Now, this is what the Zohar says. There are a lot of questions that you can ask, and there are things which need to be ironed out, but the Zohar says that once Avraham lived to 175 years, that became the new standard. We can't have any complaint that Yaakov should live more than Avraham, even though Avraham only lived, really should have lived to 180 years. Since Seif called Seif, Avraham only lived to the age of 175, that becomes a new standard. And Yaakov died at the age of 147, 28 years short of Avraham. 28 years. Why? Because of the chait. There are different reasons why he died early, because he said, Ma'at v'ro'im, he complained, the taparo, that was 33. I don't know, this is Zohar, so I don't know, there are things which are not, there are other conflicting memory chazal, so I don't know how to work these all out, but the Zohar just said that Yaakov should have really lived to 175, we all to 147, 28 years were missing, and those 28 years were given to David. Who else? Yosef HaTzadik. Chazal said because Yosef was noig b'rabbonus, he conducted himself as a leader more than he should have, whatever that means. He also died prematurely. He died at the age of 110, and it's not expected that Yosef should live longer than Yaakov. Yaakov became the new standard. If Yaakov lived to 147, Yosef only lived to 110, Yosef lived 37 years less than he should have. So take 37 of Yosef, 28 of Yaakov, 5 Avraham, a grand total of 70 years. David HaMelech is a composite of Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef. It's a very fascinating idea because it doesn't just mean that these are the years, it means these are the midos. What produced the David? David is a product of the chesed of Avraham, the emes of Yosef, and the koichos of Yosef.
Yitzchak
is not included in that equation. I don't know why. I don't know what the answer is. It's very what? Not Moshe. What?
No, Moshe lived to 120.
So that was Moshe. So it means the new standard.
Who gave him the other 10?
I'm saying the new standard. The new standard is Yaakov of 147. So now he's saying that the new standard becomes Yosef. He becomes the new standard of 110. Like I said, there's a lot of questions. And what I'm thinking, I'm just repeating the words of the Zohar. There are a lot of questions, but this is what he says, and we have to accept it. I acknowledge that there are conflicting memory chazal, there are things which need to be worked out, but this is what he says, how we have the 70 years of David HaMelech. Okay, let's go to another idea. I just want to point out that human beings sleep. When a human being sleeps, they close the eyes. And the fact when a person dies, that's one of the things that's supposed to be done by the mace, the chevi kadisha, is supposed to close the eyes. We don't understand what this means, that the shama goes through the eyes. The eyes, the human being, are open, they're closed. The eye is the window to the soul that we absorb, and the person, the shama, can also, the first one explained that it's not only that the world comes into a person. When you look at something, you absorb, you under the influence of what you see, but it goes the other way as well, that a person can influence someone else by looking at them, just like the world comes into you. When you look at a Sefer Torah, you take the Kiddush of the Sefer Torah and you bring it into yourself by looking at the Oisius of the Sefer Torah, B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. When you look at someone, your neshama is being given over to them. It's a very mystical concept. And a person that's a very holy person, you have many Mamari Chazal where Nosnu Bo Einov V'Nase Gal Shalat Samos, where one of the Tanaim was very upset and they gave a look and that person turned into a heap of stone, a rubble. What does that mean exactly? We don't know what it means, but the idea is that when you look at something, you are allowing your neshama to go forward. You can affect someone just by looking at them. Very deep idea. We have Ayin Hara. 99 out of 100 people die, the Gemara says, from Ayin Hara. What does that mean exactly? People die before their time. 99 out of 100 people die before their time because they're affected by someone else's ayin hara. Just by someone looking at them caused them to die premature. And this is true for 99% of mankind. So obviously there's something very deep about the ayin, the eye, in its ability to go forward. Now human beings have two eyes, and when we sleep we close them both. When we blink, I assume that we coordinate, I'm not a bucky in this, we coordinate our eyes, right? And they both blink at the same time. We once discussed, we once had a shiur about sneezing. It's supposed to say Gesundheit, you say, what was it? Asusa. When a person sneezes, it's impossible to keep your eyes open. It's a mitzis. Ask a doctor. When you sneeze, the eyes must be closed. There's something very deep hidden in that. I think we once discussed what?
In the old days also, probably your eyes would be closed because you were thought to die when you sneezed.
Right, so death is associated with the eyes being closed. In this world, the eyes are open. When a person dies, the eyes are closed. Sneezing, that's why you say asusa, because in ancient times, when a person would die, he would sneeze and die. So death is related to sneezing. You see that in the mitzvah. When a person sneezes, the eyes are closed. They have to be closed. It's impossible for them to remain open when a person sneezes. And sneezing is a moment of sakan of death. So these do indeed go together. Now, the point I want to make is fish. Fish do not have eyelids. And they never close their eyes. They never sleep. Well, do they sleep? Some say they do sleep. They just sleep with their eyes open. It's different types of sleep, not the way we know it, but they do, but they always keep their eyes open. A deer, not like a human, not like a fish, does have eyelids, but it sleeps with one eye open. It alternates. One eye closes, such a concept where the mind can close one eye and half sleep, and the other eye is kept open, and then it alternates. And that's how it sleeps, always keeping guard of its surroundings. The eye represents the concept of hashkacha pratis. We learned this not long ago in Sefer Ezra. V'ein Elokim Aleihon. When Haggai and Zechariah inspired Bnei Yisrael to resume building the Beis HaMikdash, so there was a danger. Maybe the enemies of the Jewish people would say, what right do you have to build the Beis HaMikdash? So the pasuk there says, the eye of Hashem was upon them and protected them. The ayin is always associated with the concept of hashkocha pratis. Now in Shema, we have a large ayin. Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a large dal and there's a large ayin. So when we learned the letter dal, we discussed this idea that many Mepharshim, they connect the large ayin, the large dal together. Eid. And when we're saying Kriya Shema, it's Eidos. It's Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were saying testimony, we are witnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Other Mepharshim say something, they isolate the ayin and the dal separately, and they explain the reason why there's a large ayin. It alludes to the 70 years of Golos after the Churban Bayis Rishon, because the gematria of Shin Mem Ayin is 410. 410 are the number of years that the Bayis Rishon stood. And what happened after 410 years? There was a Churban. How long was the Golos? For 70 years. So the large Ayin at the end of Shema represents that after 410 years, right, Shin is 300.
Mem is 40.
Mem is 40, and Ayin is 70. You use the Ayin twice. So Shin, Mem, Ayin is 410, 300 plus 70 plus 40, 410, the number of years of the Bayis Rishon, and the Ayin, that same Ayin, will also go to enlarge to indicate that once those 410 years are over, there's going to be 70 years of Golos, and then there's going to be the Geul of the Bayis Sheni, which we were hoping was meant to be the Geul of Shlema, but we're learning now in Sefer Ezra that unfortunately people were not inspired enough in order to bring the Mashiach at that point in time. But it was only meant to be for 70 years, and then was meant to be the Gula Shlema, so it was 410 plus Ayin, including the Ayin, the 70 years of Churban. And it also indicates that the number 70 years represents not just a lifetime, it represents a tkufa in a person's life, represents a tkufa in the history of Klal Yisrael. It was the tkufa of Golos, that was the Shlemus of Golos of 70 years. Okay, let's now, there's another idea of why we have, and this is going off the track, once we'll mentioned Shema, I came across yesterday, I was fascinated that when a person says this, and it's not really related to Ayin, but just one of the talking about Hashem, Elokim, Hashem, there are two large letters, Shema, the Ayin and the Dalit. When a person says Shkriya Shema, you're supposed to be Mekabel O Malchu Shemaim, and you're supposed to be willing to give up your Neshama to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who gave up their Neshama to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Mekabel O Malchu Shemaim Ben Shleimus. We learned not so long ago in Sefer Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were thrown to the Kivshan Oish, and Daniel was also a Goiva Royals. He was died after the Shbaruch and was thrown into the den of lions. The word Echod, the Dalit refers to, Echod is a large Dalit, because that word Echod refers to Daniel Ish Chamudos. The Dalit is Daniel, the Aleph is Ish, and the Ches is Chamudos. He gave up his Neshama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shema is Sheshach. Remember this, Hananiah Mishael Azariah, the beginning of Sefer Daniel. They came to Babel, and the Nebuchadnezzar changed their name to Sheshach and Merodach and Eved Nego. Eved Nego. So Shin Nem Ayin is Sheshach, Shinach, Merodach, and Aved Nego, the Ayin Aved Nego. Those three are in Shema, and Echad is Donil Ish Chamudos. These four people were Mekayim B'Shleimuso. What is required of you when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'chol Levavecha U'V'chol Nafshecha Afilu Noitel Meshach. I have it written down over here. I forgot. I have it written down. Afilu Noitel Es Nafshecha. Here it is. Meshach, right. Meshach, right. Shadrach, Meshach, Aved Nego. Shadrach is Hananiah, Meshach is Azariah, Hananiah is Mishael, Aved Nego is Azariah. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, Aved Nego, Shema, they, B'chol Levav, B'chol Nafshcha, they gave over what indeed was required of them. Okay, let's go to another idea. There's a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is one of 70 nations. We're just one of 70 nations. The 70 nations are just one. There are 70 times more animals in the world. So 70 multiplied by 70 animals in the world. The nations of the world are just 1/70th of how many animals there are in the world. And the number of animals there are in the world is 1/70th of how many birds, different varieties of birds there are in the world. And the number of variety of birds there are in the world is just 1/70th of how many varieties of fish there are in the world. And the number of fish there are in the world is just 1/70th of how many number of Shaden, demons there are in the world floating out there. And the number of Shaden there are in the world is just 1/70th of the number of Malachim there are serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have to make a calculation, and I don't know if the calculator goes that high, to make all these numbers. Yisrael, Lumos Olam, the Behemoth, the Oifos, the Dogim, the Shaden, and the Malachim. Okay, now we all know that kosnois or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam HaRishon, kosnois or. There's a relationship between the Aleph and the Ayin. They sound to us almost the same. We are not Machbir, we Ashkenazim, Ruba de Ruba, are not Machbir, and making a difference in the pronunciation between an Aleph and an Ayin. There is a difference. The Ayin is a more of a guttural sound. It's more of an oomph. If you ever listen to a briska, say Kriyashma, Shma, Shma. I can't do it. They say the ayin of the Shema different than when you were to say the Aleph, Aleph. But generally they're very similar. They have a very similar sound. What's the difference? And first I want to explain is that the ayin represents the concept of hiddenness. Of hiddenness. You're hidden. Ayin is where you take that exact koyach and you bring it into the public. You expose it. And to illustrate this idea, we have Yayin. Yayin is Begematria Sod. Yayin is 70. Yud Yud Nun. Nun is 50. Yud Yud is 10. Yeah. So Yayin is 70. Nichnas Yayin, Yetzei Sod. When wine enters, then the secret. Aleph is the potential. It's hidden. It's there. Ayin is when you bring that potential, you expose it, you bring it out into the world. Yayin, the koyach of 70 is nichnas yayin, yetzei sod. You find this idea, a mayan. A mayan is a fountain. What's a mayan? It's where the water, the ikar letter of the mayan is not the meh. That's, it's really the ayin. Mayan. Okay, I don't know if there's a meh there, but the Mefarsh will explain that it's the ayin. What is a fountain? It's where the mayan comes up to the surface. You take that inner potential of the aleph and you bring it forth. This is the koyach of the ayin. That's why everything in this world is always going in these quantum leaps over to the number 70. Okay, let's go to another idea. The eye in the eye of the eye, of course, we all know is shilat. There are 248 limbs in the person's body, but the eyes are in control. The eyes control everything that there is in the person. The eye is the most spiritual. Tefillin is bein einechem. These are some short ideas. The ultimate of comprehending, of understanding, is in the eye. Okay, now let's go to another of art. This is a number you should be aware of. The number 1820. Does that ring a bell? The number 1820, 1820, is a very important number. Why is that number? We once spoke about this. Because in Tanakh, there are exactly 1,820 times does Hashem's name appear. Yudke Vavke appears exactly 1,820 times. What is Hashem Yudke Vavke? What's the Gematria Yudke Vavke? 26. What is 26 times 70? 1,820. So the fact, you see, that nothing happens by accident, 1820 is 70 times 26, and 26 indeed is Yudke Vavke. I mentioned this before, we have the Mizmar, we say every day in the Avin, Lamatzech, Mizmar, David, Ya'ancho Hashem B'yom Tzara. There are exactly 70 words in that Mizmar. The measure, why are there exactly 70 words? Because a deer, I saw the measure in different ways, and I saw it originally, that's how I understood it, is that when a woman goes, you have to ask your wives, if they ask an OBGYN, when a woman goes into labor, she has approximately, on average, 70 contractions. Is that true or not? I do not know. That's what it says. So I saw recently in the different measure, it doesn't say a woman, it means a deer, a tzvi, a deer. A deer, when it goes into labor, it has exactly 70 contractions before the vlad, the fetus, comes forth. So this mizmor, Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara, it alludes to, everything about the Mizmor alludes to the Chevlei Leda. There are 70, and it alludes to a larger picture of things at the coming of Mashiach. We suffer throughout history. Everything in history is all a part of the process of the coming of Mashiach. And it's called the Chevlei Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. There are 70 different birth pangs that lead to the coming of Mashiach. So if you go through, a Mashiach will come, we'll be able to, in hindsight, to look back through Jewish history, to figure out the 70 different kufos in history which we can attribute to being one of the 70 chevle leidah to the coming, the bringing of Melech HaMashiach. Okay, the eyes, we know that the eyes, just run through very short things, that the Gedolei Hadar called the Einei Ha'eda. We know that a Kala, if you want to look for a good Shidduch, so the Gemara says, the only thing you need to look at is the Kala's eyes. If the Kala has nice eyes, then she does not require any further Bidika. What does that mean? I do not know. Again, you see this idea that eyes represent understanding. Vayedu. Okay, let's go to something very deep. Okay, I want to go to something very deep now. It's a Yerushalmi. We all are very much aware that in the Luchos, Mem, V'samach, Shebeluchos, B'nei, Soyoimdim. These two letters are completely surrounded on all four sides, and the inside are B'nei, Soyoimdim. But there's a Yerushalmi in the Sech de Megillah that says it wasn't the Mem of Samach, it was the letter Ayin. The Ayin Shebeluchos, Benes Hoyu Oimdim. So what is going on? All the Mepharshim, they grapple, they struggle with this. What is going on? Was it the Mem V'samach Shebeluchos V'deis Oimdim? Was it the Ayin Shebeluchos? The Ayin is not a letter which needs a miracle. So the answer is that in Ksav Ivri, everyone knows that we learned and discussed Ksav Ivri, the Ayin is a circle. So many of us, so let's make a long story short, the sheet of the Radbaz says that the Luchos Rishonos was given in Ksav Ashuris. Okay, different when he learns the Ksav Ashuris. I still say this, it's just the opposite. But he learns that the Luchos Rishonos were given in Ksav Ashuris. So then, that's the Bavli. Mem v'samach shebeluchos, b'neis hoyoimdim. But the Luchos Shniois was given in Ksav Ivri, and in Ksav Ivri it was the Ayin Shebeluchos B'nei Soya Oimdim. Now if you take though that together, this is a Josh, if you take that together, the Mem B'Samach Shebeluchos and the Ayin, what does that spell? Masa. Mem, in the big picture of things, in both Luchos, which letters were B'neis? The Mem, the Samach, and the Ayin, which spells the word Masa. Masa means to travel, alluding to the Masos. The Masos alludes to a miracle. Now, what do the Masos allude to? In Parshas Matos Masei, Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, the 48 Masos alludes to Klal Yisrael traveling through Golos. The survival of Klal Yisrael in Golos. It's Benes. It's nothing less than a miracle. Again, we have the Luchos, conflicting Midrashim. Is it Mem V'Sanach Shebeluchos, or is it the Ayin Shebeluchos? Both. Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris. The combination is Mem Sanach Ayin, Masa. What is Masa? The Masos. Which means the Masa is a miracle. What is the Masos? The Masos is just symbolic of the survival of Klal Yisrael as they travel in Golis. Klal Yisrael surviving in Golis. It is nothing less than a miracle. Now, just the last thing to conclude with is just this deeper idea of the difference is a very deep idea. I have a sefer at home called Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ashuris. It's a very deep idea. What is the difference between Ksav Ivri and Ksav Ashuris? In Ksav Ashuris, the ikur is the black. When you write with black ink, what are you making? A shape. The ikur is the black. That's Ksav Ashuris, the shape that you create with the ink. In Ksav Ivri, when you make a shape, the ikur letter is not the image. It's the inside or the outside. The mark that you make just is a boundary for what's inside. In Ksav Ivri, it's the white part of the letter is the letter. The black, what you draw, is just a boundary for what's inside. When we write in Ksav Ashuris, we write ink today, we write, the part that you make black, that's the ikar. The part that's on the side, on the inside, the outside, is just the hechatimsa that's necessary in order to bring out the black, the part that's being written. But in Ksav Ivri, it's just the opposite. The black is just the boundary of the letter, which is the inside. And so in Ksav Ivri, what is a circle? It's the circle. It's the actual circle in the inside. That is the letter Ayin. In Ksav Ashuris, the Samach. So these two letters go together, they go together often in Chazal. Samach Ayin. Sumoch Anin. Simonim Asei. The Samach Ayin go together. It's not that they go together only in this concept of support the poor or Simonim Asei. It represents the shlemus, the utter completion of a letter, because the circle inside, the white part inside, that's the Ayin of Ksav Ivri. The black that goes around it is the Samach of Ksav Ashuris. So when you take the letter Samach and Ayin together, you have the ultimate shlemus of Ksiva. The inside with the outside. the Samach Ayin. So these two letters are very, very powerful letters when they go, when they come together. Okay. There's one other thing I wanted to mention. I don't remember what it is. All right, so I think that's pretty much. Let me just do a quick look over here if I got everything I wanted to tell you. Kasuma Choshev Kimes, Achmana Litzlan. So you see the koyach of seeing how powerful it represents it. Sight, the eye represents nothing less than life itself. By the man, the enoy ke'en habedoylach. The ayin of the man, the enoy, what that means is very mystical. In the Sefer Ksavim, he has a very deep interpretation of what this means, but just to point out that the man is captured in the essence of the letter ayin. The man is zera gad lovan, it's a white seed. The enoy, the ayin ke'en habedoylach, it's crystal. The ayin is ksav ivri, is a circle. It's a circular thing. The enoy is a circular object, which is bedoylach, which is like crystal, crystal clear. It represents a very mystical concept of the pnimius, the center of the world. Okay, one last thing is the eye. Okay, this is very important. Two other last quick things. The eye represents the world. The white part, the white part of the eye represents the yam. The iris represents the abosha. The pupil represents Yerushalayim. And the little image, when you look at a person, you see yourself in the mirror, that represents the Beis Hamikdash. So the eye is the world. The whole eye is the universe. The white is the ocean. The black is the land. The pupil is Yerushalayim, and the person inside is the Beis Hamikdash. There's a very powerful Muslim word, is that the Ishoin Bas Oyin. Rashi says, what is an Ishoin? The pupil of the eye. Why is the pupil of the eye called Ishoin?
What's that?
Ishoin means the pupil. Well, so Rashi and Chumash, why is it called Ishoin? Because when you look at the pupil, you see a little man. You see a little man. You see yourself. You see a little man. Ish, a small Ishoin. The Vav Nun indicates smallness. Ishoin. And this, the Bali Musa say, what's the Musa? Why is there a little person in the eye? Just like a person is very sensitive, the eye is very sensitive, the more you protect your eyes, shmiras ho'einayim, and you do not look at things that you're not supposed to look at, the more Hashem will protect the little ish in the eye. The more Hashem will protect you. Lead the connected me. You watch your eye, I'll protect the little ish. The little ish that's in your eye. Referring to you. I am the ayin yirah Hashem. The full connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu is I am the ayin. Rabbi Lieberman? Just told me a vart that the ayin tachas ayin means kesef. Why is the ayin tachas ayin kesef? Because tachas means the letter that comes before. What comes before the ayin? The samach. What comes before the yud?
Comes after.
So what comes after the ayin is petachas. What comes next? So what comes after the ayin is pei. What comes after the yud is the chaf. What comes after the nun?
Samach.
Those two letters together spelled kesef. Ayin tachas ayin is kesef. Okay, have a wonderful day.